With me today, I have a very special guest, someone whose music we've been absolutely loving on the show lately. Hi, ZMA, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm very well, thanks. And you are joining us all the way from New Zealand.
Yes, I am. And I'm so thankful to be doing this interview. It's actually my first interview. And all the way from the UK. So like, this is something new and like big and exciting for me. So I'm very grateful and thankful for this.
Yeah, of course. That is very exciting. So you're like super far ahead, both in terms of time and in terms of you're free at the moment from Corona. How's life?
Pretty good. Pretty good, to be honest.
Good. I'll try not to be bitter. At the moment, there's no point in asking anybody here what they've been up to because the answer's always nothing, a load of Zoom calls. But for you, what have you been up to?
Honestly, I've actually been going a lot to the beach. Just got into surfing like with my friend. Oh. So I've just been actually enjoying the outdoors, going for hikes. Just enjoying my free time, to be honest.
Nice. Let's talk a little bit about your music and how you got into it. I know you got into rapping in around 2009. Tell us how you got into that.
I've always been into it. I've always been into rap. I tried to get into it when I was like 14, but it was cringe, to be honest. And then, so 2009, my friend hit me up and he said like his friend is opening up his own studio, which is Ablin. And yeah, he pretty much asked me if I was interested to rap and make music. And I was like, yeah, like 100%, like let's go. And then, I got into it for a couple of years and then I got out of it. I felt like there's no hope, but now I'm back at it.
That's great. So what were you doing in the in-between time?
I decided to turn my hobby into a career. So I was always into fitness and I was into gym. And one of my goals when I was like 16 years old was to own a gym by the time I'm 27. And I ended up doing that by the time I was 23. And so I've just been caught up in business and that took all my time. And literally I put all like my passion and my dreams aside and I've just been pursuing business. My heart wasn't fully in it because I feel like I turned a hobby into a career. Like my passion was always music. Eventually this year I ended up selling it. And yeah, now I can devote all my time towards my passion.
Amazing. So, I mean, I feel like there's still a lot of skills that you must learn that are useful for your music career from owning a gym. Like that takes mad perseverance and like a lot of work. And you need the business strategy.
100%. I feel like everything happened for a reason, like the way that my life turned out. Like I was meant to go down that path and journey through the business side of things in order for me to be in this position now, because I feel like I'm more business savvy. Like, let's say something does come up, I'll know what to do, because a lot of people jump into it. They sign contracts without knowing anything, without reading through it. But now I'll be more careful and everything. So, yeah, I believe I'll use my skills in business for the future, for whatever it may be.
Yeah, exactly. That's super useful. So now you've got back into rapping and you've been working hard, growing your talent, growing your name. What has been the hardest part of getting back into music and rapping?
Believing in myself, believing that I've always had the talent and skills to do this.
Mm. Yeah, I can see how that would be really, really hard to motivate yourself through. But you've done it. And what would you say have been the best moments so far?
Performing on stage. Like I get this like energy from the crowd and everybody, just like when I see them smiling and, you know, dancing. And last year I recorded a song with my friend Nikki Smirk and we performed the song and I had no idea that people would know the lyrics. And when I was rapping, I don't know, like I felt some type of way and it felt nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's particularly impressive. It's one thing if people sing along with your lines, but if you're rapping and they're rapping along, that is a lot of lyrics to learn.
yeah, absolutely.
Who would you say has inspired you throughout the periods you've been writing and rapping?
Oh, a lot of artists, like and easily over 20 artists. first being Eminem and 50 Cent. Snoop Dogg, Ludacris, yeah, a lot, a lot. Like each one was so unique in their craft. Like they've always inspired me. And every single time I write something, I write it thinking like, is this good enough that when they hear it, will they like it? So I always try to push myself to that level. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good strategy to have, actually. And, you know, as you say, push yourself to make sure they're as good as they can be. You have now got something that, you know, you're happy with to put out there, because you have a new EP dropped a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah. And that was an interesting project, yeah.
Amazing. So how did you develop those ideas and how did that EP come about?
Initially, I was trying to advertise my previous songs that I have up. Like I posted them last year. So they're up on all streaming services, on Spotify and everywhere. And I was trying to find a way to market it and advertise it in America, just because like my initial goal was to get like a record deal pretty much. And I've always like wanted to live in LA, because it's always been a dream of mine ever since I was like 4 years old. And I came across this person, Calvin Miller, who's been in the industry for like the last 10 years. And he heard my stuff and he's like, you know what? Like, you're actually pretty good. And then, yeah, like we got to chatting, talking stuff. And then it turns out he's quite close to a producer called Ty Five. Ty has worked with Redman, DMX, 50 Cent, Jay-Z, G-Eazy.
Wow.
You name it, he's worked with them all. And then when he heard my music, like he liked it as well. And it's something different for them, because it's not like what the US artists sound like. So we basically had a chat on Zoom, and then we discussed like the vision of it and everything. And then, yeah, we planned it out. And then literally like the first song was Paradise. Like that's always been something I've always wanted to do, something like, you know, beach vibes, you know, summer vibes, and just, you know, like a feel good song. And then, like each song was something different, like it makes you feel some type of way.
That's awesome. So today, I believe on the lineup, we've been playing a different one of the EP for the last couple of days. I believe today it is Beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, that's actually, I would say that's my favorite song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's actually dedicated to my now ex-girlfriend.
Ah.
But yeah, so I haven't written a love song in a while, and I enjoy that kind of music actually more than the regular rap. So I wanted to write something, and once I heard the beat, I'm like, yo, like I need to do something with this. And then literally I wrote it, and I was nervous to perform it, because like I don't sing. So I was wanting somebody to jump on it and sing, but then my friend couldn't make it to the studio, and I had to hand in the song, because it was the last song that I recorded. And yeah, I ended up having to sing the chorus, sing the second verse. Yeah, and it actually came out pretty good.
Awesome. That's so interesting that, you know, you weren't originally meant to sing on it, but I think it sounds great. It's really, really good. I know also one final thing we've got to talk about is that you are touring later this year.
Yeah. So we're trying to get as many dates as possible. My first gig is on the 12th of March at Infinity Nightclub. So I'm quite excited for that. So that's my first gig for this year. And hopefully, fingers crossed, I get to do a lot more gigs throughout. Maybe I could come to the UK on the 21st of June. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, if it ever happens. But absolutely, you should. And make sure you drop by Phoenix.
I have to. You know, you like, it's an honor to do this. And you guys pretty much gave me this platform. So you will be the first.
Awesome. Well, that is very good to hear. Well, it sounds like we will also be the first to be debuting this song on the radio as well in the UK. So thank you so much. And thanks for talking to me today. Where can people go and find you if they want to hear more of your music, if they want to see what you're up to? Where should people follow you?
Sweet. So you can find me on every streaming platform, whether Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, anything, all of it. I'm on it. You can find me on Instagram at Donzma. So yeah, so you can find me at that. That's my handle.
Awesome. We're going to play Beautiful now. And thanks so much for chatting to me today.
Thank you so much, Georgia. I appreciate it so much.
Do you believe in love at first sight? I had a feeling when we stared into each other's eyes. Had to bet you shooting star just to get a kiss. And I can't lie, I visualize you right in my. What's the smile, the most beauty I had ever seen. Now when you spoke, I realized you were a precious queen. A pure, innocent soul, truth be told, you inspired me to grow, to love again, to work on my life as a whole. And now I know you've been through things, so you put up a wall. I continue to build a ladder to get over it all, travel the world together, go back to NYC, running the brain, miss out on trains, create memories. The Gucci Fendi Prada, cause the rubbish don't mean nada to you. And that's what I admire about you. You ain't depressed by the money, status, clothes or jewels, or how many people on social media follow you. Visit every place possible, whether snow or tropical. Communicate our feelings and overcome all obstacles. Whatever the case may be, we do the best we can do. I wrote the song for you, baby, and only you. I will ride for you, I will die for you, anytime for you. Every second, every moment of my life, I want you as my wife. You know you're the girl, you know you're my type. Exactly what I like, you shine so bright. Looking like a snack, huh, I could take a bite. And just so you know, you're the most beautiful. And you know that I'm so glad that I found you. And you know that I can't live without you. And I know in life sometimes there's pressure, but I will always love you forever, girl. Said I'm riding to the city with my kitty to my side. All that drama and the man, we set that aside. If you're ever feeling down, it is how you can rely on. That's why I wrote the song, song. Love you in your thong, thong. Baby, let's bomb. Take you higher than the drone, drone. With it so long, long. The feeling's never wrong, wrong. Now I'm a fiend for you like your nicotine. Don't pitch to wake me up, cause I'm loving this dream. And I will ride for you, I will die for you, anytime for you. Every second, every moment of my life, I want you as my wife. You know you're the shit, girl, you know you're my type. Exactly what I like, you shine so bright. Looking like a snack, huh, I could take a bite. And just so you know, you're the most beautiful.